when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all you people out there, Blood River Radio land. This is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and you're listening to Blood River Radio. Pretty much under the weather today, been sick all day long, but listen, we're going to keep soldiering on through. So if I screw up any more than I usually do, just kind of give me a little slack there. But anyway, like I said, you're listening to Blood River Radio, and this is November the 13th. Of the year of our Lord and Savior, 2021. Our Lord and Savior, who is it? It is Jesus Christ Almighty, Jesus Christ Almighty God. There's no other name under the sun which man might be saved other than Jesus Christ. And y'all people, y'all know the drill here. We always go to a prayer before we do anything else. So if you will, bow your heads. All you new people coming on, just get used to it because we were always going to be praying at the start of this show. So please bow your head, people. Almighty Father God, the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, excuse me. Lord, you who spoke the entire world into existence. All you did was just open your mouth. And like I said 100 times before, you didn't even have to do that. You could just think the world. You didn't even have to think it. You could just will it. And you brought the entire world into existence. Oh, Lord, you sent your son down here to save us. We were just lowly, rotten sinners. So we were born in the original sin, the Adam, the sin man, the first man. You sent your son down here to save us, to defeat death, the devil, to defeat death. And, Lord, while your son, Jesus Christ, who you sent down here, but he did come on his own free will, while we were yet sinners, oh, Lord, your son, Jesus Christ Almighty, died and shed his precious blood. So that we might have the free gift of salvation. And all we have to do is accept that free gift. And that gift is open to anyone. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your religious preference is. If you will give up your pagan religion, if you will give up your Judaism, your Muslim religion, if you will give up that Hinduism, if you will give that up, if you will come, if you will believe in your heart and confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is God, he died on the salt. If you will confess that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and he rose on the third day, you shall be saved. That scripture that's come out of King James Bible. I ask all this, and Lord, also, before I get ahead of myself, Lord, with this battle we are in, is getting worse by the day. As you well know it, nothing takes you by surprise, as the old cliche goes. So, Lord, if you will, give us the wisdom, the discernment. We always ask you for that, and the courage to do your will, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. People, we have some great donors. We have, and I'm very proud, super proud of Ken in New York. Guess what Ken did? Blood River Radio, by the way, and one of our fellow League of the South members is on the show with us tonight. He's listening right now. We have a fellow who sent a $50 check to the League of the South because we put out the call last week, and so I'm very proud of that. We have to take that check. We'll mail it to Dr. Hill and the League of the South to try to help out with some of those legal bills that he has. And I'm so proud of that. He also sent a really nice check to Blood River Radio. He donates about every 2 weeks. God bless. Thank you so much, Ken, in New York. Also, we had, I could talk about Jim Zim all day long. Jim Zim of Arizona. My old combat veteran, my old brother, we were born in the same star, same war, about the same age. Jim Zim, he has a Purple Heart. He was up close and personal with the VC, in Vietnam. God bless you, Jim. Thank you so much for what you do. Also, Bigfoot of Tennessee. Bigfoot in Tennessee, I think London, Tennessee, he sent us some money. And that's what it takes. We have to have that. We were just talking before the break. Before we came on, I was talking to Rand and talking to Cam that we would like to get enough money to add another hour and maybe to go on one of our AM stations that's here in Memphis. It goes all the way to almost to Mexico at night. Anyway, that's pretty much for the news tonight, people. Like I say, to give you the quick outline, it's going to be me and my dear brother, Rand Owen. He is the chairman of the Alabama League of the South. Excuse this hack. I got a splitting headache, bad hack. But anyway, he's going to be on with us tonight. We're going to cover a lot of stuff. I got to hurry up, too, because I don't want to cut him short. Listen, people, I just got through reading this book. It's one of the hardest books to read I've ever read. By an army officer. He was a doctor. He was kicked out of the army for fighting communists. If you ever get a chance to read the book, it's called Victory Denied. And the guy, he was in he was good buddies with General Mike Arthur, Chief of Intelligence. Other two and three star admirals. And I'm going to cut this short. He fought the United Nations. He knew what the United Nations was, but I'm going to read this 2 pages. I got to hurry up because it meshes right with my rant tonight. I'm going to give a rant, and it also meshes with the scripture that Rand's going to read. So here it goes, people. Those who occupy executive, legislative, and judicial offices at the federal level of a government have demonstrated that they are unwilling or unable to defend freedom, the proper interest, and the security of the people of the United States. Effective resistance to tyranny, therefore, now devolves to the absolute source of all governmental power, the American citizen acting through his state legislature. And I said that a couple of times. We hold from God the gift, which includes all others, said the French economist Frederick Bastiat in The Law. Life faculties production. In other words, individuality, liberty, property. This is man. And in spite of the cunning of artful political leaders, these gifts from God precede all human legislation and are superior to it. Life, liberty, and property do not exist because men have made laws. On the contrary, said Bastiat, it was the fact that life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that causes men to make laws in the first place. What then is the law? It is the collective, listen closely, people. What is the law then? The law is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense. Each of us has a natural right from God to defend his person, his liberty, and his property. These are the three basic requirements of law. That comes from Bastiat in that book, The Law. I've read it a long time ago. The preservation of any one of them is completely dependent upon the preservation of the other two. For what are our faculties but extensions of our individuality? And what is property but an extension of our faculties? If, this is key, people, if every person has the right to defend, even by force, and I say especially by force, that's me, his person, his liberty, and his property, then it follows that a group of men have the right to organize and support a common force to protect these rights constantly. Thus, the principle of collective right, its reason for existing, its lawfulness, is based on the individual right. People, the individual right is where everything begins. Okay, going on. Individual right, so eloquently defended by Frederick Bastiat over 100 years ago, is embodied in the provision of the United States Constitution. The United States Constitution created a new and unique political power in the world, the sovereign individual, to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. I'll repeat that. The sovereign individuals, where everything, and I'm adding this, everything starts, begins, and ends. And to preserve those rights of person, liberty, and property, which are the foundation of the Constitution. All that is necessary is that Americans assert the authority of their leadership. Let each American individually and in concord assert that authority. The major had it absolutely right. He's a doctor. I'm kind of close to him, even though he's dead. I was in the medical corps. A lot of people might know I was a combat medic. A lot of brave guys were in the medical corps. Now, people, with that, I'm going to go on a little essay, rant, whatever you call it. Then I'm going to shut up. We're going to bring Ren in to comment on all the stuff I've said. But I'm going to try to get this in before we go to the break. I'm adding this. All power comes from the barrel of a gun, so said Mao Zedong, and he was so right. The only thing, this is all my stuff here, y'all. The only thing that our enemy fears or respects is raw, merciless force. That's it. Raw power. There's no such thing as political power, people, without raw, merciless power backed up by the gun. That's just like Mao Zedong said, he was right. And I'm going to tell you something else that just really muddies my creek. You hear these people talk about, oh, we can't, the lone wolf. We got it. Well, these lone wolves just mess up everything. Well, you know what? Depends on what you call a lone wolf. If somebody goes out and tries to do a demonstration, tries to go and raise hell in front of their city council, in front of their local congressman's office, and try that could be considered a lone wolf. And they condemn violence. I'd like to know how in the hell you expect to win your rights in this weird world without the exercise of violence. I just got through reading that right there out of this book right here. People, I've run out of time. I'm going to wrap my little rant up as soon as we come back, and then we'll bring my good friend and brother Rand in. Be right back. Hold on to your seats.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, dear people, you're right back listening to Blood River Radio. I'm going to take up right where I left off because I got to hurry up and get this out of the way so we can get to the meat of our program tonight. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. I think Lord Acton said that. We have a power in Washington, D.C. now, and mainly in the United Nations. It's absolute power, and they are absolutely corrupt. Corrupted. Absolutely. Lone wolf. Someone tell me what a lone wolf is. Someone tell me what violence is and when violence is good, when it's not. Cowardice. You know, let me tell you what. And I was telling Cam before we went before he came hot. People have told me when you know, I didn't want to join the Council of Conservative Citizens, and I'll name our guy Jacob Tyler used to be on the radio with me some, and he would defend the Council of Conservative Citizens. And he thought I was too hard on him, and I said, "Whether a dying organization, you know." I don't really hate them or anything, but they're pretty much worthless right now. And he said, oh, well, they've been tore up by the Council of Conservative Citizens was ruined by the Dylann Roof shooting. I said, no, Jacob. The Council of Conservative Citizens was ruined not by Dylann Roof, but by their own cowardice. They were a bunch of cowards. They hid for them. They ran with their tails tucked between their legs for the high grass at the first time a shot was fired off in distance. What the hell do you think would happen if they really was in a real battle? If they were facing AKs and M60 machine guns and incoming mortars? You know what? If you think they're cowards now, you ain't seen nothing, Hoss. But here's how I'm getting to the point I'm making. We've done. And I used to take the council's papers and these other organizations. I was with the Association for the Advancement of Colored People, of white people, what David Duke used to run. I've been in all kinds of organizations. But you know what? They've all failed. What we've done for the past 100 years has been a miserable, rotten, stinking failure. And what really gripes my butt is every time we do have an individual to come out and do what people say, oh, it's a lone wolf violence. He's using violence, you know. They come out, our people are our worst enemies. We attack anybody that has any individuality, anybody that wants to come out and try to go to get lobby, to try to organize a group of people, to maybe to get a constitutional sheriff, a constitutional militia, a constitutional grand jury, a constitutional posse. You know, if you want to go out, if you talk about getting pitchforks and marching on City Hall, like what's his name on True News talked about the other day, which is out, Rick Wiles. Yeah, he's saying it. We should have a run on pitchforks in the hardware store. He said we need to run all these stinking politicians out. Every stinking politician we have, just like the guy said, just like that I just read from Major Roberts, I quote him, every single one of them in the federal government have miserably failed us. Just about every single one in the state government have failed us miserably. What we have to do, if we don't come out, if we don't take the power of the lesser magistrate, and that is we the people, we have to go to each individual person, each individual county, and we have to absolutely do away with this worthless piece of crap thing that we call the government right now. It's all failed. They're nothing but a bunch of criminals. The people in Washington and D.C., at least a third of them, at least a third, to quote Inspector Jim Rothstein, they're a bunch of pedophiles, Satan worshipers, drug dealers. We have to get rid of them. We have to resist them at all costs. But anyway, I don't care how we do it, as long as we get rid of them, we have to separate ourselves from these low-down, drug trafficking, Satan worshipping, pedophiles in Washington, D.C., and even more importantly, in the United Nations. If we don't do that, you know, sitting up here like, you know, in these four-wall compounds, well, there's one meeting this weekend, and sitting there and giving long-winded speeches and talking about all kinds of, you know, intellectual things, but it's a failure. Can't you see that kind of activity has failed for the past 75, the past 100 years? We have to do what we said. We have to do what Major Roberts said. Now, I'm going to shut up. Also, I'm going to say one last thing. You're not going to vote your way out of this, people. We cannot vote their way out of this. You can't write letters. You can't make white phone calls. These senators, these congressmen laugh their butt off at you when you do that. Now, people, that's pretty much my rant for the night. I'm going to take some aspirin. I'm going to turn this over to my able brother. He's a smart guy. You go ahead, Rand. Take off and you answer what I said, or do whatever you want to do, fella, because I know whatever you're going to do is going to be great. Go ahead, fella.
Well, any good to be on with you and your listeners tonight. And, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking as you was going over that, we're in a spiritual war, Eddie. It just comes down to good and evil. It comes down to us against Satan. And Satan's not here right now, but his spirit is alive and well right here on this earth. And we need to recognize that. And I'll tell you something else that I think that we need to recognize. And in a minute, we're going to go to Judges. If anybody's listening out there and would like to get their Bibles and turn to Judges chapter 3, I'm certainly not going to turn this into a Sunday school lesson, but I do have a few verses that I think that fits in with what you opened up with, Eddie, and some things that we can grab a hold to that will help us. And the main thing we need to grab on to is the empowerment of our Lord. He will empower us if we will just live up to him, do things that pleases him, conduct in our way in a manner that he would smile upon, acknowledge him, pray to him, seek him. He will empower us, and he's done it over and over and over in the Word of God. And the Word of God, it sets a lot of examples, just like Judges. This is example set here. Listen, there's nothing new under the sun since the beginning of time. There's nothing new. And these examples our Lord has given us to go by as instructions, to go by, to empower us through him to go about things in a way and conduct ourselves in a way that he wants us to be. And in Judges, if you just, anybody wants to turn over to Judges, in chapter 3, verse 1, where we're at right there is God had told the children of Israel to drive out certain tribes from their land. I'm not going to go through the tribes, but they're listed right there in verse 3, if anybody's looking. He told them to drive them out. And these are examples of even present day of the people. All we got to do is just look around and open our eyes, and it's very evident to me who needs to be driven out. And that's not necessarily all just one race or kind. I mean, there's abominations being brought forth against our Lord by all kinds. And we're never going to be blessed. This country, Alabama or wherever you live, is never going to be blessed until we do these things that our Father has instructed us to do. If you go down to verse 2, it says that Israel might know to teach them to war. Some people would say these modern day one verse revs would say, oh, God wouldn't teach nobody to war. Well, it says right there in this word to teach them to know war. And the way you know war is with God. You're not going to ever have a victory unless it's God with you during the process. And we have to understand that we must pray for that victory. This day and time, it's such an exciting time to be alive. This day and time, we're not playing church, folks. We're in a spiritual war right now, and we got to understand that, and we got to understand that the only way to win it is with our Father's help. And without him, matter of fact, if you'll read on through Judges here, and I'm not going to go through it all right now, we don't have time, but it'll even tell you if you hang around these certain types of people, you become like them. Just like in verse 6, chapter 3, it says, and they took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to their sons and served their gods. Verse 7, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God and served Balaam and the groves. Now, look around. It's not hard. A child can see as a nation, as a country. I hear the music.
You're doing great, Rand. Continue on as soon as we come back, brother.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A U.S. appeals court on Friday upheld its decision to put on hold an order by President Joe Biden to require COVID-19 vaccines. A three-member panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans affirmed its ruling despite the Biden administration's position that halting implementation of the vaccine mandate could lead to dozens or even hundreds of deaths. Biotechnology company Moderna Therapeutics has officially begun large-scale testing of its experimental COVID-19 vaccine on America's youngest children. Dr. James Conway, professor of pediatrics at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine.
This is kind of the final frontier in terms of COVID research. The other groups have been studied. Vaccines have been available. This is the last group that needs to be vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Thousands of Australians took to the streets of Melbourne to protest over both a vaccine mandate and a proposed bill which would give Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews more power to declare a pandemic and impose lockdowns. Melbourne has experienced some of the longest and strictest COVID-19 lockdowns in the world. Melbourne's total number of days in lockdown since the beginning of the pandemic totaled 262. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Friday said the rise in gas prices makes a stronger case for doubling down on green energy policies.
Doubling down our investment and our focus on clean energy options so that we are not relying on the fluctuations and OPEC and their willingness to put more supply and meet the demand in the market.
Joe Biden's first order of business in taking office was to kill the Keystone XL pipeline and then ask OPEC for more oil. This is USA Radio News.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Well, dear people, we're going to go right back to Rand. By the way, we forgot to mention before Rand came out, Rand Owen, he is the Alabama chairman of the League of the South. As you can well see, he's very radical, and I was telling, very eloquent, I'm sorry. But, you know, in a way, people probably think he is radical. And I told Rand, I just want to give my definition of radical and hardcore. People will say, you know what, our effeminate, watered-down brethren, that's 90% of the people in our movement, and Rand knows it as well as I do. They'll say people like us, oh, you're radical and you're hardcore. You're damn right I'm radical. Then, and you know, we're radical to a lot of these people is that you actually, you guess what? You really want to take action on what you say. You don't just believe. You actually believe what you're putting out. You want, and you hate the violence being perpetrated against our country, against our people. And hardcore is somebody that will absolutely not compromise. He will tell the truth the first time, every time. He will stand behind it. And he's the type of people that believes we should go back to Charlottesville after this trial is over, go back in force with our Confederate battle flags, and we should just raise holy hell there and let those sorry dogs up there, those sorry effeminate communists, LGBT, homosexuals, whatever, show them they cannot keep us good Christian guys off the street. we're going to exercise our freedom as free will, man. Anyway, that's what radical hardcore means. So I feel sorry for our effeminate, most of our effeminate brothers. Maybe they can get some guts once in a while, one of these days. Go ahead, Ray. I didn't want to take over what you were saying, son.
Well, you know, Eddie, I might be wrong, but I fully believe in my heart those types that were up there that day are still up there. The ones that blocked that entrance to that park that day, they are the exact types that I believe our Lord wants driven from the land. I mean, as I was saying before the break, you know, if we don't acknowledge, the only way we're going to win is with Him, our Father. And if we don't acknowledge Him, if you read on through this third chapter right here, you're going to see. Actually, it says in verse 12 that he strengthened the king of Moab against Israel. He will strengthen your enemy. So there's two lessons here in just these first 13, 14 or so verses of chapter 3 of Judges. Is number one, victory is only with the power of our Lord. Victory is only through Him, with Him, by Him. And if we don't go with Him, so to speak, He'll make our enemies stronger than us. Now, you look around today and you see the mainstream news and you see these folks in Washington, and I'm being real nice just calling them folks, but and you can't help but to see that, I mean, why wouldn't he strengthen our enemies? And I'm talking about the United States as a country, I guess, now. But why would he bless the United States? Why would he strengthen the United States? They committed and allowed to be brought into the public square almost every abomination known to our God. And
amen.
I mean, if we don't use that empowerment, we're never going to have the victory. And we know we got to know our enemy. We got to know our enemy. We got to recognize him. And the enemy, Satan, and the Kenites. And when I say Kenites, that's probably going to be a strange word to a lot of people. And many were referred to, when I say Kenites, as Jews, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But if you read Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, God identifies them, ones that claim to be of Judea and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. That's who the enemy is. And it's a powerful enemy, but it's not more powerful than our Lord, if we draw strength through Him. And another thing I just add about verse six, is, and Eddie, I agree with you, your prayer, man. Anyone, even a Kenite, even a Jew, if they will humble themselves and bow down and ask to be a children of God, a child of God, they can be, and they can have eternal life. I believe that with all my heart. Most of them won't, but they could. But God made us all a certain way. Redbirds, blackbirds, amen, bluebirds, white folks, red folks, brown. And he wanted us to stay that way. I believe with all my heart, just by reading right there at the first of Judges, he's telling us that we need to stay like he made it. He created us. And the left, they want to use these words and bad names and all. You know, our Father is the ultimate racist. He made us. He made everybody different. He made everybody just like he wanted them. And in Genesis, he even said, that is good. It's very good. He liked it. But he wanted it to stay that way. But We got to seek him. And with saying all that, Eddie, we'll talk a little bit about the trial this week, if you like. But let me say one more thing. You know, Scripture tells us to put on the full gospel armor, right?
Yes.
What you need armor for? We need armor to fight a battle. We don't need an armor to go to a picnic or to church or to whatever. We need that armor. We need God's armor. We need to be a spiritual soldier. Every day when we wake up, we need to pray to him to lead us and guide us to a victory over these demons. And they are truly demons. There's no doubt about that. I mean, to get to the trial, and I'm not going to do a play-by-play type thing. It's just too much, and quite frankly, a lot of it's boring. But all the left has, all these plaintiffs have, all these plaintiffs' attorneys have is witch doctors, and sorcerers. They brought on these so-called experts this week. You know, they had an expert about all the injuries and how much it's going to cost these plaintiffs for the rest of their lives. And, you know, and it was all somewhere around $500,000, something like that, you know. And then they had this guy that come on that was a white supremacist expert. He had been studying white supremacy for 20 years. He had been to Utah and California and other Western states and embedded with them, stayed in their homes so he could get a true feel of how these people really thought and all this blah, blah, blah. But on cross-examination, when he was asked about, just for example, Antifa or Black Lives Matter, it's like he's never heard of them before. You know, so it was the same old game as far as during the trial this week. There were some ups and downs, as it always is. But before I go any further, I want to say, my dear brother, Michael Tubbs, man, I couldn't be no prouder of his. He was on the stand Monday. And, you know, and I said this last week, and I want to reiterate, and Dr. Hill, too. I mean, they have stood firm. They have conducted themselves in a manner that very honorable, and to me, I know is pleasing to our Lord. They stood by their principles.
I was going to say they're godly.
Down. I'm sorry?
I was going to back up what you said, Rand. Excuse me. I was going to say they're godly men, and they are unafraid. You know, they're a true Christian. Really, it's not supposed to be afraid. Well, I guess you hear the music too, Rand. We'll be right back in just a minute, guy.
Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. With that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and Whitelaw and Gore is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, we're going to go right back to Ram, but I'd just like to make one final comment on that excellent scripture he was alluding to, and he read some parts of it out of the church chapter of Judges. I was going to ask him before we run out of time. I'll just answer the question, I guess. Why does God does strengthen the enemy? God has strengthened the enemy back in the time of the Judges, before Christ. God has strengthened our enemy greatly. We're being invaded from the south by thousands and thousands and thousands. We're conquered by the communist sodomites on the Washington D.C. Sodom on the Potomac, and why? You know, that's why God strengthens their enemies then, just like they do it now, to punish us people, because we here in the United States have turned our back on God. We're not only, like me and Rand was saying during the break, not only does our government allow the most perverse, most satanic filth in our country, not only do they force it in our school systems and force it in our churches, they hold it up as the model. It's great. You have a 45-year-old man sodomizing a little boy. He's not looked upon as some kind of a monster. But, well, that's just his sexual preference. That's true. Well, you know what? Another reason before we leave this, go back to Rand. Another reason God tries our enemies is he wants to try our faith, just like the ancient Israelites did 100,000 times in the Bible. They would screw up. They would cry out to God and repent. They would turn from their evil ways and repent. He would save them. 20 years later, they'd go back into worshiping idols. He would put them back. He would put them in captivity. I don't know how many times. So it's there. He strengthens our enemies and puts us through these hellish trials, like we're getting ready to go through some hellish times, to try our faith and to test our obedience. And one last thing before we go, King David, a man after God's own heart. I've said this 1,000 times on Blood River. King David killed thousands and thousands of these evil people. Why did God have him to kill them? Not because God was evil, because they were having sex with animals. They were sacrificing their own children to Baal. They were burning their own children alive as sacrifices to get to these strange gods. So that's just wanted to finish that, because I think that's really important, because like Rand said, we are under spiritual attack, and I wanted to wind that up there. But I wish there's just never enough time. Anyway, Rand, I hope I didn't take too much of your time. Go ahead, brother. Continue where you were on with the trials that you're talking about, and name those people you were talking about.
Well, just a quick comment on what you said. That was very well said, Eddie. In our day, bringing kids up to think that homosexuality and even mixing is okay could be as bad or worse than burning them, because they shouldn't be brought up that way. But anyway, just to talk about Michael Tubbs II, I couldn't have been prouder, which, anybody that knows Michael Tubbs knows that he's not going to cower down, and he's going to stand on his principles, and Dr. Hill had this to say about him. He said that he'd never been prouder of him in the 20-plus years that he had been a League member. He said he was bold as a lion standing against our enemies, and I couldn't agree more, and I can't. I just can't mention those two men enough, and everybody out there, please keep them in your prayers, and also they need money. We're up against a big law firm out of New York, and they got plenty of money. They got a big war chest, and if anybody would like to donate to the legal fund, they can send it to P.O. Box 760, Killing, Alabama, 35645. And you can just notate on your check or whatever that it's for the legal fund, and that's what it'll go to. And one more time, it's Post Office Box 760, Killing, Alabama, 35645. And Eddie, just to wrap up, because I know you got another hour coming up, you got other guests coming on.
Oh, you got 10 minutes. You got almost 10 minutes.
I want to talk about some of these plaintiffs. A couple of them. One of them is named Natalie Romero, and the other one is a so-called, most likely sodomite reverend named Seth Wispily, who have testified this week, and they've got all kind of, you know, PTSD or whatever that supposed to, that condition is that you get. I know I'm probably saying that wrong, but anyway, they these plaintiffs, it's been found out that these plaintiffs have coordinated with a radical outfit called Refuse Fascism, which is a anti-white terrorist organization. They have ties to people like Bill Ayers. That may ring a bell to people. And they also...
Weatherman. He was in the Weatherman.
Yeah. And they also
Weatherman's a terrorist organization.
Yes, a terrorist, yes, for sure. And they also have coordinated with this group in the months leading up to the rally and during the rally. These two plaintiffs have coordinated with this radical outfit, Refuse Fascism. That's the name. And they were founded by the Revolutionary Communist Party, which is another anti-white extremist, such as before mentioned Bill Ayers. But there's one particular fellow that's really caught my attention, and his name is Cornel West. And you can get a good look at Cornel West if you YouTube the Katie Couric deal. She went to Charlottesville and interviewed all these people, and a real bleeding heart type story. If you can stomach it, you can get a good look at Cornel West hugging up to Katie Couric and talking about he had never saw in his life so much hatred that he saw on August the 12th in Charlottesville. But he's the co-founder, and he's the lead spokesman of Refuse Fascism. And he's up to his neck in this. And, what they've done is they've turned around and if anybody conspired to do anything that day on August the 12th, it looks like to me it was them, that they conspired to be there and to set all that up pretty much just the way it went down, to block that entrance and then, you know, provoke people to defend themselves and then turn around and call the kettle black, so to speak. point the finger at them, accuse them of all these things that they're bringing up in this trial, trying to tug on the jury's heartstrings, you might say. And like I've said on here for a couple of Saturdays, I still haven't seen where they have proved or established any foundation that these groups conspired to do racial violence. And that's what the charges are. We just got to hope that at least one member of that jury can understand that, you know, and hopefully more than that can. But his name is Cornell West, and he's just what I call the agitator, in my opinion. You know, and these groups that I mentioned, you know, they just didn't show up in Charlottesville. You know, they planned to disrupt President Trump's inauguration and attempted to. They tried to block roads and such as that. So they've been around. It wasn't their first rodeo. But everybody just keep the lead, keep Michael Tubbs, keep Dr. Hill, and all those other defendants too, you know. Just keep them in your prayers, you know, because in this trial, it doesn't have to be a blanket conviction. Some can be acquitted and some can be convicted. I don't know. It's probably going to go another week. I will say this. There was times this week that I heard the judge, he seems to be getting, he gets a little agitated, and he seems to get agitated with the plaintiffs more than he does the defendants. And, you know, at least a couple of those defendants are defending themselves. And I got to say this. I certainly don't know the guy by any means. I've just heard of him and read about him. I know he has a podcast, but that Christopher Cantwell, he's representing himself, and I think he's brought a lot out, and I think he's done a good job. You know, I don't, you know, regardless of your opinion of him, I think he's represented himself quite well there, you know. And that's about all I got, Eddie. I hope it was somewhat of an update.
You did great. Matter of fact, I'd like to comment. You brought up Bill Ayers. You know, Bill Ayers, he was married to that, I don't know if you remember or not, Bernadette Dorn, and they were leaders of the Weatherman Underground. And you know what? They were setting off bombs on courthouses. They killed police officers. And here's the fact, people, the thing, they're still around. You know what? And they were communist, violent communist. They're still around. They're still alive. The people you see, the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa, or their progeny, Bill Ayers, Bernadette Dorn, their parents were in the same crap back during when they had the committee on the House Committee on Un-American Activities with Tail Gunner Joe, the guy who was what do they call it, McCarthy. It's been going on for over 100 years, but these people have been around forever and ever and ever. You did right, and they were so violent, and they're still running loose. They also had that black history professor, whatever, Angela Davis, who taught at the University of California in Los Angeles, UCLA, and nothing ever happens to them, Rand. All our guys
they're both,
go to prison. I mean.
They're Bolshevik terrorists.
Go ahead, Rand.
That's what they are. They're Bolshevik terrorists. And you're right, they've been around since like 1971. And not only did they bomb the U.S. Capitol, they're very radical. They talk about murdering all newborn white babies.
Yes. Hey, don't go anywhere. We'll talk during the break before you go.
Hey, I'm gonna hang on and listen if I can.
Okie doke. People, we're getting ready to transition to the second hour. You're listening to Blood River Radio with Eddie the Bopper Dillmiller and Rand Owen. Hang on to the second hour, people. We'll be right back.